This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Border Security Force has announced that the retreat ceremony will resume at all three joint check posts along the Punjab frontier starting today. According to the BSF, the ceremony will be open exclusively to media persons today and will be resumed for the general public from tomorrow. The retreat ceremonies at Attari, Husainiwala and Sadki were suspended for the public on the 8th of this month. The decision to suspend the retreat ceremony was taken a day after India conducted Operation Sindoor targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. The Border Security Force has, however, said the gates between the two nations will remain shut on the Indian side. There will be no ceremonial handshake between the Indian Guard commander and his counterpart from the Pakistan Rangers after the lowering of flags at sunset, a departure from the usual tradition. At the same time, farmers with fields across the border fence will be allowed to till their land, but under strict conditions. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief a delegation of members of Parliament in Parliament today ahead of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, the government had announced plans to send multi-party delegations to various countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Seven such delegations are scheduled to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, later this month. Senior NCP leader Shagan Bhujbal was sworn in as a minister of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra today. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office in secrecy to him at the Raj Bhavan. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were present at the oath-taking ceremony. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has underscored energy security as one of the most pressing global challenges of our time. Leading India's delegation to the BRICS Energy Ministers meeting in Brazil, he showcased India's clean energy achievements. Mr. Manohar Lal highlighted India's decade-long progress in expanding power generation, boosting renewable energy, advancing green hydrogen, and improving energy access.
Energy efficiency, as we all know, it remains the first pillar. It is a key focus area for us, with several initiatives resulting in significant emissions reductions. The energy conservation, sustainable building codes, star rating system, star rating program, and rooftop solar requirements in residential and commercial sectors are reducing energy intensity while enhancing user affordability.
The meeting concluded with a joint commitment to strengthening energy security, tackling energy poverty, and supporting sustainable development. India has been awarded the Certificate of Elimination of Trachoma as a Public Health Problem by the World Health Organization at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. This recognition is a testament to India's sustained efforts in disease elimination, preventive health care and commitment to ensuring health for all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 25th of May. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 23rd of this month. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Rajasthan Royals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. The match holds no bearing on the playoff race as both teams have already been eliminated from contention. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka to predict very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. It has also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas of Tamil Nadu, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra to get very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.